this renovation, a lot of it, number one, it even was able to happen because when we were first approached about being on the bond, Terry and I did a proposal. We were like, we're going to focus on branch, and you know, that's where most of the upgrades were needed and HVAC. And so we were put on the bond proposal. Then we were taken off. And the community was like, absolutely not. And there were like these community meetings that we were attending. And of course, Mayor Webb was 100% in our corner. And we got miraculously put back on the bond. So in order to really thank our community for their support, we had two different community groups that actually helped us with projects, with picking out stuff, with picking public art. So this whole, every single step of the process of the Elevate Denver bond, which, you know, funded the renovation, community was involved in every single step of the process.
Jamika Lewis is our guest. She's manager of the Blair Caldwell African American Research Library, one of several in the country. I guess your New York cousin is the famous Schomburg.
Yes.
And here in Denver, Colorado, USA, out west, it's the Blair Caldwell in Denver.
It is, yes. So exciting.
It is, because when people want to dig deep, either in genealogy or the Black history of the West, they're coming to your doors.
They are, and we happily welcome them in.
Half of our conversation today, Jamika, is about inviting people back who, in the last year, have discovered how much we miss that building, because we're like, I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
The doors are locked. They're not open yet.
Yes.
And you're finally open again.
Yes. Yes. Finally open again. We closed last June the 1st, for a renovation, for the actual construction part of renovation. So we were placed on the Elevate bond measure in 2017 when it passed. And we actually started working as far as trying to find contractors and architects. We started on that in 2018. So this hasn't been an overnight process by any means. And last year, we finally got to close for the actual construction. So the hammering, the nailing, the painting, all of that, we closed last June and just reopened on this past Monday.
What's the price tag of the renovations at the Blair Caldwell?
So the bond, from what I remember, it was around $3.2 million. That was our portion of it for the renovations. And we really wanted to focus. The biggest ticket item was HVAC. We heard from our community that, you know, we love using the spaces. They can be a little warm or they can be freezing. So we definitely wanted to fine tune the HVAC. And that was the biggest piece that the public won't see. But for what the public will see is a complete first floor renovation. So for those who came in before, they will be shocked because it looks nothing like it did before.
We're familiar with the stacks. I love the periodicals.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a great community gathering space.
Yes.
And we depended. Actually, I've been to community gatherings on all three floors.
Yay.
Of the Blair Caldwell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that kind of community institution. We love getting together.
Mm-hmm.
But we love doing it there.
Yes.
And then when there's work to be done, research to be done,
mm-hmm.
It's good to have it there as well.
Oh, definitely. Community comes first for us. We understand that we're not just a branch library where you can come and pick up your books or, you know, use the internet or use the study room. But we are a community asset. We are a community space. We are a space for Black folks to come and gather and just commune. I mean, there's not a whole lot of spaces in the city for us to be able to do that and to do it for free. So we offer that, you know, as community. And we are not only, you know, here for the community, we are community. So my staff and I, we are a part of these communities, and we participate even in events and programs and stuff outside of work that take place at Blair. So we try to make sure that we infuse ourselves into the community and that we're not just coming to work. We are actually involved in a lot of different organizations and initiatives outside of our work at Blair.
Give us a couple of minutes on what you've designed for children and for teenagers, because it's important to get young people into the habit of going to the library.
Oh, yes. So when Terry and I sat down and started this proposal, after the HVAC conversation, the next thing that I said was, well, Terry, once we cross this mural the beautiful mural that greets visitors when they come to the front doors, there's nothing in this first floor space that speaks to Black history and culture of this area. And so my idea was to pull the culture and the history from the second and third floors down to the first floor. And so with all of that in mind, you know, with having, we have pictures from our archives on the shelf ends, we have images on our study room walls and everything like that. But we said, well, how else will we be able to do this with children and teens in mind? And so we, one of the first new spaces is our new teen room. So we have an enclosed space where teens can go and sit and just chill, hang out. And my favorite part of the teen room is that it's framed by Black history pictures. So on one side of the teen space, there's the picture of John Mosley and the other Tuskegee Airmen, which is actually a nod to the Welton Corridor because that picture appears on walls that are down the Welton Corridor. And on the other side of that room is a picture of Black cowboys who attended the second Black Cowboys Rodeo Association. And so we wanted to make sure that all of the spaces, whether it's the children's area, the teen room, all are surrounded by this history. And it's not even just those pictures on the windows. We have, as I mentioned earlier, the pictures on the ends of our shelving. And so the pictures that face the children's area are pictures of children from the George Washington Day Nursery, which a lot of people don't know about. It was, you know, a Black-run day nursery that was in Five Points. And so this, we were very intentional about having a variety of ways to introduce children and teens to that history. And those pictures are just one of the ways. We wanted this space to be the introduction to this history for everyone, especially children and teens. And then we try to connect them to second and third floors.
Jamika Lewis is our guest. She's the manager of the Blair Caldwell African American Research Library. You mentioned Terry before. That's Terry Nelson.
Yes.
You're a co-manager.
Yes.
Who is retiring.
Yes.
And you two, what a power team.
Oh.
You two have been, really.
Thank you.
It's been great to see this because we've missed getting in there.
Mm-hmm.
There are still folks who are yet to discover the library and everything that you offer.
Yes.
I want to ask if you sense in this modern day, and you're a librarian in the 21st century,
mm-hmm.
how do you get people off their chairs and out of their phones to go pick up a book or dig into a database that you have there?
I think that is such a fantastic question. One of the biggest misconceptions that we have about modern libraries is that we are all like everything digital. But you'd be surprised, or maybe not, that most people prefer the physical book and the written word. And so what we do is we try to even casually or informally ask people what their interests are. And then my team of librarians and clerks automatically have recommendations for physical books that folks can come in and grab. We get a lot of questions, of course, about Black history of Five Points and of Denver and of the West. And when we're asking people, oh, have you heard of, you know, Charlie Burrell? Have you heard of Marie Greenwood? And they're like, oh, no, who is that? We find out through casual conversation, like, oh, you're a musician. Have you heard of Charlie Burrell? Oh, you're a teacher? Here, let me introduce you to Marie Greenwood. Or, oh, you like dance? Have you heard of Cleo Parker Robinson? So we try to use these kind of informal interactions to connect people to books and to actual materials that they can come into Blair and get and see.
The real benefit is to access people that know things.
Yes.
Really smart people that can help us
yes.
get down the road. And it's all, talk about word of mouth referral
mm-hmm.
in a really tuned up, hyped up, beautiful way. That's mm-hmm. what the librarian, that's what the research librarians do
mm-hmm.
at the Blair Caldwell.
Oh, most definitely. A lot of the contacts that we make with the community came from super casual conversations. As I mentioned before, we are out in the community, and Terry, and along with, you know, Mayor Webb and Mrs. Webb, they, the three of them, and Mrs. Gren Crenshaw, who was a Black librarian, the four of them really spearheaded and founded Blair Caldwell. And so, of course, you had to have the funding piece and the vision and the mission from from the webs, but then you needed the implementation and you needed the information retrieval and the information organization and archival storage and archival preservation. You needed that perfect match in order to have an institution that's as successful as ours. And so we are absolutely building on the foundation that they set for us. The mission of Blair is still the same, which is, you know, the acquisition, the preservation, the promotion, the education of Black history of Five Points of Colorado and the Rocky Mountain West. And we're just going to do it differently than how it was done 20 years ago. We are utilizing our social media a lot more. We are making those intentional face-to-face contacts. We are in the media. I mean, we really try to make the most of community connections, all with the purpose of connecting people to resources and information. And I think, you know, working in a Black-led and Black-focused institution, it makes us unique in that people seek us out. They seek out this information, but we don't take advantage of that. We still try to make sure we're reaching everyone, regardless of ethnicity, of cultural background, of socioeconomic status. We provide resources for everyone, and that's the mission. We just get to spice it up by adding Black history and culture in there as well.
The Blair Caldwell African American Research Library is now open, but on Saturday, the 12th, from 10 to 2, you've got a celebration. We're going to tell our listeners all about that, but is there a special invitation or something you're looking forward to on Saturday when you swing the doors wide open?
Oh my gosh, I'm looking forward to so much. I think the biggest thing, there are two things I'm really looking forward to the most. The first thing I'm looking forward to is welcoming our community back kind of en masse to the spaces and to the renovated areas. We really are excited that even since we've been open on Monday, we've had folks utilizing every single new space. And that really speaks to how much the community has missed us and how much they're enjoying what we've put in due to their feedback. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing the building full, seeing people activate these spaces. We're going to have some community leaders doing story times at the top of each hour. We'll have tours. We're going to have some entertainment. We're actually having a Black resource fair. We're having wellness, different information offered. There's something happening on all three floors. So I'm looking forward first, primarily, to having people come back in the space. And I'm also looking forward to Saturday being the kind of formal introduction of our new archives and museum supervisor, Dexter Nelson II. He's actually our new museums and archives supervisor. He's I called Terry my co-defendant, my co-conspirator, my partner in crime. We got in a lot of good trouble together. And so I'm excited to have Dexter on for us to get in even gooder trouble than Terry and I got into. But he's absolutely fantastic. He brings a very strong museum background. And so we'll be able to even more closely marry the library part and the branch part with the museum and the archives part, even more than we've done before. So he's fantastic. I can't wait for the community to meet him. We're actually hosting a meet and greet with Dexter and myself in our research room on the second floor so that the community can get to know us and be able to put faces with names and have contact information for all levels and everything that we do at Blair.
Jamaica Lewis is manager of the Blair Caldwell African American Research Library, now open with a special event on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're on Welton and 24th, right there between 23rd and 24th. It's right there. You can't miss it. That big, beautiful building with lots of knowledge going on inside.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We are so excited, and I really would love for the community to just come by and say hi. Dexter and I tend to have a very open door policy. If we're not, you know, in meetings, then we absolutely want to meet community members, because It's your stories and your words that we want to tell. It's your legacies that we want to capture and be able to promote and to educate people on. And so how do we get those stories? Is by sitting down with you and talking with you. Dexter and I are very personable. We want that close community connection because we need it. If you're going to have someone be actively involved in preserving and protecting your legacy, it's a good idea to build that trust. And that trust has to come from conversation and connection. And Dexter and I both want that. We want that feedback. Again, pretty much everything that we did with renovation came from community feedback. And we want to make sure that we continue that for sure.